Can you hear me?
There's
Grim Fandango.
I was gonna do that. Dude, I was gonna
call you on Google Hangouts and just to say to you, this is Kyle Hagen, can you hear me? And I was gonna see if you would like answer and what you'd do. But now I've ruined the surprise.
Me too.
If someone were to hand in a map of New Orleans that as like a fantasy map, people would be like, this is too stupidly unrealistic.
Like, of the city of New Orleans?
That's what I guess, but now here we are. So, the guy who makes role-playing games has criticized the map of New Orleans for being unrealistic.
I mean, he makes maps, okay? So he must be an expert.
Yeah.
Like, math checks out. Map checks out.
He's got a lot of stuff he's saying here.
You should read it all on the podcast while you drive.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Let's not do that. Maybe you can do that. How about I'll just send this to you.
Okay.
And
so there's donuts for breakfast today, and I'm not sure if that's like it or if they're bringing other stuff with donuts.
I don't know. My phone's not
caught. It doesn't matter. We can talk about something else.
No.
Understand.
Well, I can't read. Saying, the reason I was because I would hand it to you, but my phone has been doing this thing for the last couple of days where it's like, I'm going to just stop now. Glad we don't record with that anymore. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Sit Talk, everybody. Amy. So I was saying if we want to go somewhere,
Highball.
We can. Because, like, I don't know if everybody just wants to eat, like, donuts for breakfast.
I'm not sure what they have.
It's Lamar's Donuts, so I'm not sure, like, if they have other food, but... These are the things that we have to worry about every day in male white America.
Is it male white America, though?
Since I'm male and white, I get to ignore the rest of America.
I mean...
Hello.
Hi.
You're supposed to ignore her.
Oh. I can't ignore her. I live with her and love her.
Fucking... Well, I mean, I know lots of people who are male and white who don't get free breakfast every day, so...
That's what I'm saying. It's like... That's why we have to worry about it.
I think you need to compartmentalize your
privilege?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Like, articulate it down more so that it reaches a point where it's completely useless as a concept.
Wait. What is privilege?
Done.
Nailed it. Sitsock accomplished it.
The great ruiners.
Have you ever had, like, a booger in your nose and, like, you can't figure out?
Yep.
Watch out, there's a bus.
Yep. Mind that bus.
I wasn't quite sure what you were going to do there. Cause
drive around the bus?
It's like, you're right. You did the thing that you did. And I was just like...
I hate buses.
I wonder if you hate everything.
I do.
Because they're like... Because you don't like bikes. Because bikes apparently are people and pedestrians. Cars and pedestrians. You can't mentally handle that.
No.
Buses are big... I don't know.
They
feel
stop.
Like
they stop frequently. They're in my way all the time. They cause a whole bunch of gridlock around me.
You know what else causes gridlock?
People.
Yeah. No, that's a good answer. I was gonna do a joke, but that's probably like it's too real.
What's the joke?
It was just like your mom or something like that.
Your face causes gridlock.
Yeah.
Face that stopped 1,000 cars.
What is
some Helen of Troy shuttle up in here? But
what do you think?
Because you're ugly.
Back of that truck.
Some kind of lawn thing, mulch or
I bet you
gravel
it's a bunch of smushed down human bodies.
That seems unlikely, but possible.
Look. Human body.
It's just soil, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's lawn something.
Lawn soil.
Green wrap stuff is usually lawn stuff or, like, garden
stuff. Oh, because green for lawn.
Yeah.
But that's really mean because, like, not all grass is always greener on the other side.
I just mean when you're in, like, a garden center.
That's
it seems
the second
like a lot more
pun
stuff
I've made
in.
Today, and you've just been ignoring me. I can't
I don't
handle this.
Acknowledge your puns. Kyle, we've had decades of relationships built on this. I think I pluralized too many things in that one.
So, Amy, what do you want to talk about today?
There was a guy in Florida who robbed a car, but noticed a baby was inside the car. So he got out, put the baby safely away, and then still stole the car.
God bless Florida.
Dude, Florida has some of the weirdest shit that happens in it. Didn't the police shooting just happen in Florida?
I can't keep track.
There
probably.
Was, like, some guy, speaking of,
We should do just a segment called Weird Floridian News. And, like, you know, for no particular reason, just that the weirdest news comes out of Florida. Where did you hear that, Amy?
I saw it on Twitter this morning. I was like, that's amazing.
That's a very polite guy. I mean,
is he stealing your car?
Well, like, because he doesn't want to take your baby.
He left the baby in a car.
He just needs the car.
Well, I mean,
he doesn't need to kidnap a baby. He understands the priorities.
It's rational, though, really, because, like, Grand Theft Auto is one thing. Kidnapping is another thing. Yeah. You don't need that, right?
Yeah, it's hard to get through kidnapping, I imagine.
Yeah, like, you can't plead kidnapping down.
No, and you can't be like, it was
mild.
Yeah, like, that would be one of those ones where you would have someone arguing, though, that, oh, it was an accident. I didn't know the kid was in the car. And you're like,
yeah. But then it's that whole thing where it's like that conversation gets that much harder to sell in court now, because instead of being like, oh, he was a crime of passion, agitated, I don't know, and whatever, instead it's like, yeah, well, I was stealing this car. I didn't realize there was a kid in it.
Did he get caught, like, later? Or is it just like someone found, like, a baby in the grass somewhere? Good thing there's no, like, alligators, dude. Alligators are all over Florida. If you put, like, a baby on the grass
still
or something.
In a car carrier, so they have footage of it. Okay. And the baby was still in the car carrier.
If the baby was eaten by an alligator, then he'd get, like, manslaughter.
Yeah. I imagine he would.
That escalated a lot.
Why are you in here? I accidentally left a baby on the sidewalk and it got eaten by an alligator.
Well, I was stealing the car that contained said baby.
Damn, dude, you're cold. He just, like, becomes the most badass guy in the joint.
I don't think that's how that works. I think it's called the clink.
The O. Oh. That's, what? When is it? It's like, that's like the 1950s term for it.
I'm starting a new segment where it's where I'm going to correct your slang with the wrong decade.
What is it like, Icona, no, is it Kana? What is the thing where you have to be time period specific? It's like...
Anachronistic.
What a fucking... I can't word today.
That's fine. You don't need to do that.
I had a dream that we all worked at...
IHOP?
A Mexican all-inclusive resort as, like, people who worked at the resort.
Surprisingly close.
Okay. I mean, no.
I
guess...
Food service?
It wasn't just food service, though. It was... Well, I guess you're right. I mean... There was food service at the hotel, but we were basically like these weird tempers, right? And we were trying to, I don't know, we were just working at this resort that we had to go to every day. And something ended up happening where Amy got really mad at me. And I was like in bed in the dream, really sad. And I woke up and Amy was next to me and I was like, yes! This isn't real!
I didn't fuck up this time.
And I just had never, I've never had a dream like that before, you know, like the shitty ending to a movie, it's all a dream thing.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, like, because it, I don't know, have you guys ever done that? Has that ever happened to you where you've woken up from a dream in a dream and you were like, fuck, that was good. Yeah. I'm glad I woke up from that dream.
I have definitely woke up like, woo, and everybody's here, my limbs are all attached.
Wow, okay. Man, dreams are fucking weird. I was telling Amy earlier that I think I deal with a lot of my emotional state stuff through my dreams instead of in real life.
Do you want me to turn or no?
Does anybody want burritos for breakfast, or do we just want to bank it on donuts? Okay. Turn left. We're going to get burritos.
All right, guys. You guys should be ready to be paused, because you're going to get...
And I'll finish, and there won't be anything wrong or different, because Kendrick will splice it together.
Well, why don't we could just record.
Through the drive-thru? Okay. I mean, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I'll just...
And then if it's funny, leave it. Take it out. But, well, I don't want to talk about the dream conversation if it might get taken out, because
well,
I think...
We can talk about the dream conversation now. That guy doesn't look like he's stopping.
Yeah. I have a problem
really
trusting people.
He doesn't look like he's stopping.
Who, like...
Are driving straight for you?
Yeah. Coming right for us.
So, did you want to talk a little bit about this?
I will talk about it, but I'm not going to talk about it in a part of the podcast. We're going to cut it out.
I'm not going to cut it out while you're talking. We've got to wait in this line.
Okay. So... I noticed this thing where I don't really deal with stuff emotionally in real life. I don't get super sad or super, like, emotional about things that are happening.
Yeah, you don't.
Especially about, like, people, loss of people and things like that.
Yeah.
But I'll have these fucking intense dreams that will fatigue me. What is that?
Sorry, I just saw it and I was like, well, it's just a thing sitting there.
What do you think it's even used for?
Some kind of retaining wall, I would think. Because it looks like it's got tension on it, so it's probably a...
But, like, I tend to deal with all that emotional stress in dreams, and then I wake up and I have, like, one really shitty day, because I'm, like, fatigued.
That is probably not a healthy way to do that.
I don't know if I have a choice, like...
Mm. Yeah, no, you're probably crazy.
Yeah, I was just like trying to not feel alone right now, but definitely feeling more alienated than I thought.
You're not alone in that. I deal with
that. Oh, I mean, you've alienated me.
I didn't want to admit it, but yeah. It's called a bacon special, Kyle.
I didn't know that.
She said that very derisively.
Oh, you mean a fucking bacon special, stupid asshole?
You sack of human garbage.
Have you ever been here before?
Do you even know what food is?
Yeah, that's
uncultured Philistine.
So this is kind of a weird tangent to go on, because that is a comment that triggered me, hashtag triggered me.
Hashtag.
Because there's this kind of weird gray line between like being able to get mad at people and just realizing that they're not from around here, not from around these parts.
He's not even from around here.
And what is that from?
Hot Fuzz.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That actor whose name I always forget, but I love him.
I don't know. Is colloquialism just slang, or is it mannerisms?
There's
too?
Another term. There's vernacular, which is the term here. But
so colloquialism can describe behavior too.
A colloquialism is usually verbal, but I think it can be textual. So I wonder if it could be behavioral.
Well, I guess what I'm thinking is like, okay, so let's say you drive on the same road all the time. Like you are driving that road every day, and so and so is driving on the road in front of you, and they have never been on the road before, and they don't know this one little quick gimmick thing that you have to do on this road, or else you're going to be stuck in a weird spot. Like, for example, this exit onto the highway. Yep. Like, if you get in the right lane, you're going to get stuck getting not on the highway, and you don't know that if you've never been there before. Yep. How often in your head do you sit there and say, well, maybe I shouldn't get frustrated with this person, or like that, like when they're like bacon special, right? I couldn't have known that. Like, I've come here 3 times. Like, I don't know that's a bacon special.
It's almost always retroactive for me more than anything, because I usually get frustrated in the moment. Their menu's pretty complicated, and they're not a big chain, so I feel like it's a less... It's like, how am I supposed to know? If you're at McDonald's, and you're like, what's a Big Mac? Could you explain to me everything that's on that? And then they're like, oh, it's this. And they're like, okay, but now what's the quarter pounder with cheese? What's on that? And you're like, all right, can you go... over there.
Look at our menu on our site and then come back.
I'll come and order here. So I think there's like a little bit of the, like, having said that, if someone walks up and says, hey, are there pickles on a quarter pounder? Yeah. Can you just mix those? Yeah. Cool. I'll have one of those. Awesome. That conversation, I'm okay with that. So like there is an area in there, right? And there's like an area of ignorance that's like totally acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the level that isn't. And I couldn't tell you the line, but there is a line. So help me God, there's a line.
So help me God. That's one of the things I'm like, I guess I'm trying to be like a shitty driver apologist sometimes, because I'm like, well, maybe they have a reason.
Well, and I suppose when it comes to a lot of driving situations, as long as what they're doing isn't erratic or dangerous, I'm usually more forgiving. When they're like, woo, he made hand motions back and forth as he made that sound. Woo, then they, like, I watched a guy pull out of an exit lane on the solid white line, getting onto C-470 or something,
mm-hmm.
and just swing all the way to the left lane to cross 3 lanes of traffic, and then punch it.
Punch it, Chewie.
Like, this is not a good idea. You've just introduced 4 discrete instances where someone could just plow into you by not paying attention.
We had that happen here. Like, there was a crazy guy in that Jeep, Amy, yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get angry Jeep driver?
It was erratic. Jeep drive. No, yeah, we don't have that.
He turned left, and then so he got into the far left lane, decided that wasn't for him, so without signaling, cut back into this going straight lane, and then back into the left lane, and then back into the straight lane, and then further up where it's on that ramp, where if you're in the right lane, you have to turn off onto the right ramp.
See?
He was in that lane, slowed way the fuck down, but wouldn't get in when people left him room. I think we were the only ones behind him, and we left him like a bajillion spaces. Because
I was like, I'm
going to
give you the like 30 feet of faith, which isn't actually faith, it's just the 30 feet of I'm not going to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
He caterpillar crawled into the left lane so he could get in, and then did the same shit merging on.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah,
that's an experience.
That's that kind of thing where, looking back, I'm like, that guy probably had a bad day. And in the moment, I'd be like, what is this fucktard doing?
Yeah, and that's what I was just thinking about, was like, I wonder if that guy just had a really bad day, or he didn't know the area very well, or if he was just being a shitty person.
Who knows? Statistically, it's probably most likely he was confused and lost.
So, like...
But
Yeah, so I guess what we're trying to say here at SitTalk is, you know, if you find somebody or somebody that you doing some weird stuff and you don't understand it, you know, probably just put them in a camp.
Wait, no, I mean,
in a furnace.
Understand? Shit. Whoa, that escalated. The direction.
The camps had furnaces in them. Why was that escalating?
Because I was talking about the Japanese internment camps, not the.
I am terrible at it. I would apologize, but I'm too busy being a Nazi.
So we recently started playing I'm going to do these like hard breaks and make it sound like we actually cut something because the topic changes so hard.
That's good. If you leave like that kind of space when you do it, then it's even better.
So we started playing this game called Imperial Assault. It's like a tabletop game where we're playing characters in the Star Wars universe.
Can I just take a quick time out to bring a public service announcement? If you're going to order 915 burritos, please
don't
do
it to the drive-thru. Yeah.
Yes. That is all. Thank you.
And she handed him like 15 things through the window.
No, I'm waiting for her to hand him like a small cup of coffee. And the guy to punch it and just drive over the burger.
He's like, I want a horchata latte. And they're like, we don't make that here. He's like, yeah, okay, cool. I'll see you at the window.
You're gonna. Anyway. Yeah. So we were playing.
It's pretty fun. It's just, you play these like kind of non-canon characters, I guess they're not non-canon, but the non-main characters in the Star Wars universe.
The ones no one cares about. Yeah.
Kendrick's playing
a
Bothan named Mac.
I didn't even see what was handed over.
It's because you weren't supposed to.
I didn't. Okay.
Actually, his truck bed is just full of burritos.
Okay.
And they put it, and he just came to say, like, I really appreciate you guys filling my truck bed with burritos in the front of the store. But I didn't want to buy anything. I just wanted to tell you guys I really appreciate it.
And that's it here.
Yeah.
Are you going to talk about current events?
Amy is a Jedi without a lightsaber.
She's got a force stick, though,
mm-hmm.
right? Or,
Kate is a character that's named suspiciously like Jyn Erso.
But she's not Jyn Erso. She's just got the same stats and skills as Jyn Erso.
And then I play this soldier named Finn. Finn Rao, who's like an ex-veteran soldier. Basically,
we're
I thought that said two breakfast burritos. And I was like, for what? But it says $2 breakfast burritos.
Two breakfast burritos. Don't buy one, buy two.
Just two. From 5:30 to 10:30, two.
Don't buy one.
Order when you're ready. Order when you're ready. I'm like a parrot, dude. I have like a problem where I like hear something and it.
It's National Tamale Day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No way.
Today's National Tamale Day.
What? We should have got some tamales.
What the heck is wrong with you? I don't know.
You should know this holiday.
I don't know holidays. I don't know good things. I only know things that are bad.
We're the same age.
We're not the same age, though.
Ray fucking Purchase.
We're very close. Can you hear me?
There's
Grim Fandango.
I was gonna do that. Dude, I was gonna call you on Google Hangouts and just to say to you, this is Kyle Hagen, can you hear me? And I was going to see if you would like answer and what you'd do. But now I've ruined the surprise. So it means nothing.
It's going to be an interesting editing adventure. There's three burritos there, right?
Uno, dos, tres.
Good. Okay. So you're playing Clem Fandango.
All right. So in this game, we use Kendrick's really crazy...
He's got a bitchin' ass new gun, too. That's going to make that so much more fun.
Yeah.
The auto murder.
We got the DXR6. We have this. So we play in this tabletop that Kendrick made by hand. Yeah. That's basically like a kind of a cool table cover that's felted and has edges.
Do some repairs on that.
And it's really nice because if you play games at all and listen to this podcast and you haven't gamed on a felt top table before, like you're missing out because the only thing you lose from a felt top table is the ability to like. If you need to press things into the table or connect things, that's the only thing you lose. But everything else is better. You can roll. You can pick up cards easily. You can do things and manipulate things really well. 10 out of 10. That's why every gaming table has a felt top, because it's like poker tables. They're just really nice. But in this game, there's a lot of token dice movement and stuff like that. So, Kendrick, do you want to talk about what you got?
So, the term is a... it's a Coupier's Rake, whatever it was, something like that.
King Koopa's Rake?
King Koopa's Rake, and it is a tool that you use to manipulate dice on a craps table, as in to retrieve the dealer would retrieve them. Well, he's not a dealer in the car. Well, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to get one of those because it's exactly what you would use it for, manipulating dice. Turns out most of the ones you can buy are shitty. I don't know where the good ones are made or sold, and I was thinking about making one, but then I found out some people say you can just use an aquarium cleaning tool. And that is an extendable plastic tool with some various different attachments on the end, including one that's like a scoop. And I bought one while we were playing our last game, and I got it before we started playing the most recent game. And I managed to piss everyone off with it
within the first
5 minutes.
Are you talking about?
And then immediately after that, the actual utility of it became clear to everyone.
And not only that, but you did manage to break it within the first, like, 2 minutes.
I broke it almost immediately, yes.
Of starting it. So, like, it might have been worth just buying a shitty King Koopa's rake.
What they say is that the bamboo on those, like, splits when you use it. And we're in Colorado, okay, where it's super effing dry.
Yeah.
So I figured, like, I would reach for it and it would snap and hit someone in the eye.
And so, like, someone has to live with a bamboo shard because we can't get that shit out. We don't have the technology.
Nobody can.
And so, we were doing that, and, like, he's right. At first, everybody was like, what the fuck, Kendrick's going to fuck with this shit. But then, after a short period of time, he got, like, really good at using it, and he was like, what dice do you need, sir? And he was, like, passing everything around. And then I realized that I was like, we don't have enough dice, so I ordered a bunch of the dice for the game because you can order sets of the dice for the game. And now I think I just took your job away.
Oh, yeah?
Because we're all going to have dice. Yeah. And we don't need to pass them around anymore.
That's fine.
Or we can just put them all in front of you and then you can still pass them around.
I'm going to keep using it to manipulate things, all right? Just mostly use it as a poking stick at this point. It's fine.
It was just funny because... it was something where the utility was almost hidden by the stupidity of its use, and then it started working, and everyone was like, wow, this is really actually helpful, like, because we don't have to, like, try to reach across the entire table.
Yeah.
This is functional.
I gotta do some stuff to that table, though, because it bows a lot. I need to put cross-sections on it. I need to put legs on it. Those are just the things that need to happen.
The
concrete blocks are just... a little.
Have we talked about the pillow room on the podcast?
I think we've talked about it. We can talk about it again. We can always talk about the pillow room.
Yeah,
I'm
so
always down to
this is. I guess we're doing.
DTF,
I guess
the pillow room.
We're doing like 5 minute
down
bang.
To fab. Fat confabulation.
This is a 5 minute bang bang episode, I guess, because this seems to be what we're talking
straight
about.
Straight up
ADD. Yeah. If anybody remembers the 5 minute bang bang segment, we were trying to backlog a lot of our. We had like a bunch of stuff on the Sit Sock Talk About list, which we don't use pretty much anymore because we're good at this. And so we decided to do this thing called the 5 minute bang bang, where we talk about each thing for 5 minutes. But it turned out we couldn't do that because by the time we got started talking about something,
we would want to talk about more.
So we naturally 5 minute bang bang today, which is in no way a comment on our sexual interaction at all.
Nobody's banging anybody in the car right now.
5 minute bang bang.
This moment.
But yeah, talk about the pillow room.
Talk about
how did it come to be? Pop music.
Da 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 da. Anyway, so. Gary and Emily moved out, right? That left a big empty room. And we were like, what are we going to do in this room? And we did nothing for a while. And then all of a sudden we were drunk somewhere, presumably. And we were talking about how it would be fun to have a room, like to be so rich that you had just a whole room that was like a ball pit room. And we were like, yeah, that'd be fun, but really, ball pits are fun for a minute, and then after a while, you realize that you're still lying on a big pile of plastic balls that are kind of digging in. Like, this isn't really ideal. What about a giant room filled with pillows instead? And then we were talking about how cool that would be, and then we realized we had an empty fucking room in the house that was just sitting there doing nothing.
And then it was like, we have an empty room, we can get pillows, we have an empty room, then we can get pillows, we can get our pillows, we have an empty room, and then
for 6 months, we couldn't put these things together. And then I went and spent $300 or $400 on pillows.
I think people added it to it, too.
And then a lot of people brought their own pillows, and then a bunch of pillows got donated from some various people. So there's probably like $1,000 worth of pillows in that room.
Yeah, it turns out pillows are more expensive than you think if you're buying like non-standard pillows.
Even the standard pillows?
They're like $20, right?
They can be, yeah.
Okay.
But
we're buying
little one, right?
Weird anime body pillows that have little holes in the bottom for something. I don't really understand
what
it's for,
but they're covered with like a neoprene coating for cleaning.
For easy cleaning, you just hose it off outside. But it's kind of cool. Like, it's where we do a lot of our gaming. And you'd think that sitting on the ground, Japanese style, with a bunch of pillows around you, would be kind of frustrating or something like that when you're playing a game for like 5 hours. But it's not.
I personally found that when I play games there, my back hurts less than when I'm sitting on the wood chairs for 6-8 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Because
you can kind of move around and get different positions, you know?
And you can still, and then the fact that the table's low means you can still see the stuff you're.
Yeah, you can also kind of recline a little and still see what's going on. When I was lying on the floor for D&D, I found it really hard to pay attention.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Although that was the Gygax campaign, and we don't like to talk about that.
And well, the table was like 2 feet above you, and you can't see anything, and so you're just in a different world. It's like a...
I could still participate at the same level, because fuck Gary Gygax.
But I guess what we're trying to say here on SitSock is, you know, if you have an extra room, and you got about $1,000...
Fill that shit with pillows.
Yeah.
Actually, this is a potential announcement, as far as that's concerned. I'm still working out the details, but you know I have all those pool noodles that I cut up for complicated reasons?
Yes.
I have just, and I gotta.
The complicated reason is he chops them real good with choppas.
With a sword.
That's what a choppa is.
Choppa sword. So I have a whole, like, I have enough to fill my car. Actually, yes, I believe I could literally fill the entirety of my car with chopped up pool noodles at this point. Okay. That's the number that I've kept. Because they're like, I'm not throwing these away. They're huge. Like, what? They've got to find a use for this.
Yeah.
I tried a paper shredder on them, and it jammed up real good. And I was looking at getting a nice paper shredder, and I'm like, what am I doing? So I found a cheap wood chipper.
Yeah! You bought a wood chipper?
I bought a cheap electric wood, the bottom of the bottom of
the
bottom.
How much was that?
$100.
Okay.
The bottom end of it.
Can you actually chip wood with it, or is it like only for pool noodles?
It's for small branches and leaves.
Okay.
But it's electric, and it's a teeny little guy. It's more like for mulching, but it has metal blades that are replaceable. And I'm thinking if I stuff pool noodles in there...
Yeah, probably good.
I mean, if I don't, I actually probably could use something that would mulch leaves anyway at this point. So, and the way it's
so
built...
So, are you?
It's
what are you planning to do with these fucking
What I'm going noodles. To do is make pool noodles
pillows.
Into shredded foam
mm-hmm.
and then get Kate to sew cushions out of fabrics we like and mm-hmm. with patterns we like
and then
make more pillows. And then once we fill the pillow room... Which we will, with the amount of fucking filling I have. Because that shit's expensive if you buy it. That's one of those expensive parts of the pillow, with the filling.
Okay.
Right? Like a donut. And, because donuts are nature's pillows. So...
That's a beautiful analogy.
Yep. So, thank you. Once I finish doing that, and she's got the technique down, I asked her if she wanted to start selling them on Etsy.
That's a great idea.
Because we could sell recycled pillows on Etsy.
Wow, okay. I absolutely love everything that's come out of your mouth.
And we could do it with, like, whatever print fabric we want to find. So we could do, like, those Star Wars pillows and all that, whatever. Like, whatever. Huh. Anything you want, whatever. Because they make so many prints now, different kinds of fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
We could be selling that stuff. Handmade,
like,
recycled-filled
nerd pillows.
That seems like fucking Etsy
That
fodder.
Could be your brand. Like,
yeah, right?
Nerd pillows. Like, that's done. Simple.
Yeah.
It's...
And I mean... They are recycled.
Like, you're going to get caught in somewhere someday where you're like, oh, we need more pillow filling. I guess I better go cut things.
The best part about it is that I pay for that stuff. I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to buy the stuff because I like cutting it.
But, yeah, I've gone over to Kendrick's house and he's got these massive boxes there sometimes and they're just, you're like, is there a body in there? Because I'm pretty sure that would fit.
And then I just
body.
Make laughing sounds and I wiggle my eyebrows a bunch.
And then the blood starts leaking out of the box.
And then I just kind
of
push the blood away with my foot and you're just like, it's not... Can't just push it. It's blood.
It's just more everywhere now.
Smeared around.
Speaking of really dark things and pillows, I told Amy about this in our private lives.
Oh.
I'm a big avid fan of horror, and I have
You're an avid fan of horrors, huh?
I pay the $25 per season of No Sleep Podcast because what they do is they produce stories from the Reddit that they like, and like they fully produce them as a podcast.
Fair.
And so. One of the stories was about a guy who was like really obsessed with this anime, and he wanted to buy an anime pillow, but he couldn't find one he could afford because they're like really expensive, right? Usually they run about like $150 if you want really good ones, I guess, because they're like the full weird pillow. I don't know. I never understood the idea, but
stain resistant microsuede.
Sure.
And he was like, he finally found one, and it was in like Australia, and it was like, you know, $50, something he could afford. So he got it, waited a really long time to get it. It came to him, and he was just like fucking ecstatic, right? He's got this pillow of his favorite anime character. So he's like, cool, like I have, my parents are out of town for this weekend, I'm gonna hang out with my body pillow all weekend, right?
That's you do if you're a teenager, you're weird.
But
I'm just imagining
what happened was, like, after the first night, he was like hanging out, and he swore he could hear this heartbeat in there, right? Like, and he was like, this is great, like, you're alive, like, or something like that. He convinced himself that
the pillow was alive. That direction,
and
sure.
So after the few days, he convinced himself it was alive because he started thinking it was like getting warmer and all this kind of stuff, and he started convincing himself that he needed to keep coddling it and keep loving it because it would like bring the anime character out into real life. And like it goes through this whole like thing about how he's like falling in love with a pillow and all this stuff. And one night he finally like tries like to do the sexual stuff with the pillow,
as one does,
and he accidentally rips a hole in it.
Oh dear.
And he gets really sad, he sews up the hole, blah blah blah. The next night what happens is he like can feel the heartbeat, but he can like feel like there's something trying to get out, so he rips the pillow open, and it turns out there's this like fucking entire nest of Australian spiders that lay in the pillow the whole time that were like coming out, and they're like these hyper poisonous spiders that have just been living in this pillow. So the pillow is filled with spider eggs because he got it from some unsavory source in Australia, and it ended up like killing his brother because they like came out like the other night before and were biting things in the house, and they paralyzed him, and he has to get his arms and legs amputated. And so, you know,
that was not the direction I was expecting that to go in.
No, sometimes no sleep takes you on a loop and you're like, what the fuck just happened? Like, but anyway, so, you know, if you're going to buy pillows, you know, don't buy them from unsavory sources like off Etsy. Pool noodles.
You're not doing a good job of helping my marketing there, buddy.
Yeah, don't buy pillows from
also
places.
Just ruined my main plan, which is to stuff all of them with spider egg sacks.
You just stuff them with crocodile eggs.
That's expensive. Those are cheap. Those aren't.
How about cockroach eggs? That's just gross. And won't
I don't
kill
know
anybody.
You find cockroach eggs.
How did they have a single heartbeat?
I think what was happening was like the eggs were moving around and hatching, and so he thought it was a heartbeat. That's like one of the parts I didn't get, but I thought it was just creepy because I don't know.
I mean,
you never really know what's inside of a pillow. Because nobody ever, like, sits there and just cuts pillows open, so you're just assuming that the stuffing is the only thing in the pillow. But, like, what if you cut a pillow open and there was, like, diamonds in it?
You'd know.
No, like, not, like, full of diamonds, but, like, they were inside of the stuffing, and, like, strategically placed so you would never find them.
Feel the little
and then the person who put them there knows where they're at, and he's going to come to your house and take the diamonds out of your pillow.
His name's Jerry. We're friends.
Whatever. Just because you're charismatic and can befriend diamond pillow thieves.
No, we had an epic battle when he came to my house, and then we realized that we were on the same side and we are friends now. I told you about this, dude.
I don't remember that.
It was weeks ago.
I don't remember stories about people named Jerry.
That's fair. He doesn't like to be called Jerry anyway. But I'm not calling him Diamond. It's a stupid
keep an ear out for nerd pillows, I guess.
Yeah, I'm thinking I just got to get... see if Kate can have time to do that, because apparently sewing pillowcases with the machine, at least with the machine she has, is actually quite easy.
I think, Amy, you have a machine too, don't you?
Yep.
You guys should like start a like woman ran company.
I thought you were gonna say competing firms, and I'm
no,
like, yeah.
No. Like a company that's like made by women, ran by women, and like makes nerd pillows from chopped up.
You don't say the chopped up part. You just say that they're recycled.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Filling.
I think it's actually cooler if you tell people that the filling comes from what happens after you take a sword to a...
Yeah.
Like, because then it's, like, authentically nerdy. I can't... foam noodles slain
bespoke sword cut pool noodles.
Do you want the slicing chunks or the chop chunks?
I don't think you can tell the difference because it's all been ground up.
No, but it's not about... It's like why organic food is so much better, because they name the chicken and they let you know.
It's a whole other. What was the one I had for Boulder? The bespoke bike spokes.
I couldn't find that anywhere.
I don't think I actually wrote it down.
Bespoke
anywhere.
Bike spokesman. Or
I think it was the bunny, bespoke bike spokesman.
Okay.
something. There's another. There's something in there.
Just in case all of you, like I didn't know,
spiteful bespoke,
don't know what bespoke meant. It means custom made is what made, I like to think. Yeah, remember
made,
it
made, as made to your specification.
Which is weird because it doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
Well, it's I think it's like you've bespoke in that you spoke it to be. Why do you guys all park like I park? So I can't park there, dicks. I don't want to drive through you, dicks. People.
Well.
Yeah, because it's like you spoke with them, right? You spoke it to
I life. Bespoke with them?
Yes.
I'm a bee and I spoke with them?
I'm a bee.
So, thanks for listening to 5 Minute Bang Bang episode. You know, maybe we'll do it more often if we can think of bang bang topics, but...
Hopefully we cut this episode down a little.
I mean, come on. Do you really want to do that?
No.
Okay. But, like, comment, subscribe, and, you know, enjoy our fucking rant.
By the time I edit this one, we'll be back from Chicago.
Okay.
Like, so maybe I'll have time then.
To edit it?
Who knows?
I mean, don't... I mean, you can do what you follow your heart, but there was some quality, grade A...
Garbage.
USDS banter in this episode.
USDS? Mm-hmm. What's that company?
All right, bye!
Best of it on you.